Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SP Apparel Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Nesya. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, I would like to welcome you all on Q1 FY27 post-result conference call and business update of SP Apparel Limited. Today, we have with us the senior management of the company, including Mr. P. Sundararajan, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. S. Lata, Executive Director, Mrs. S. Shanta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. S. Chinduran, Joint Managing Director, Mrs. P. V. Jiva, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. V. Balaji, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of SP Apparel Limited. I am pleased to inform our shareholders that the board has approved a dividend of rupees 3 per share for the year and has also proposed a stock split of the company's equity shares from a face value of rupees 10 per share to rupees 2 per share, subject to the necessary approvals. We believe these initiatives reflect our commitment to enhancing shareholder value and broadening investor participation in the company. The global apparel sourcing landscape continues to undergo a structural shift. International brands and retailers are increasingly diversifying their sourcing base as part of their China Plus One and Bangladesh Plus One strategies. We are seeing encouraging signs of this transition, with customers actively evaluating India and Sri Lanka as reliable sourcing destinations for long-term procurement requirements. Another important positive for our business is the India-U.K. Free Trade Agreement. While the agreement has only recently become effective, customer engagement from the U.K. market has already improved. We are seeing stronger discussions and better visibility for future order volumes. We believe this development will strengthen India's competitiveness and create additional opportunities for export-oriented manufacturers like SP Apparel. We have added three more new U.K. brands into our customer base. We are also awaiting for the EU-India Free Trade Agreement to be signed off by end of financial year, which will bring more business into India by Euro-Union in the future. Coming to our performance, Q1 FY27 was broadly stable from a consolidated revenue perspective, while profitability improved meaningfully. The first quarter was relatively soft from a top-line perspective. U.S. tariff impact late last quarter and certain spillover of orders and shipment schedules. However, the quarter clearly demonstrates the resilience of our operating model with better margins, stronger profitability, and improved quality of earnings. As we had communicated earlier, FY27 is expected to be a year where growth will be weighted towards a second half. Based on current customer discussions, our order visibility, expected capacity ramp-up, and planned utilization levels, we remain confident of achieving our previously stated consolidating revenue guidance of rupees 2,000 crores for FY27. The first half is expected to remain moderate, but we expect a stronger revenue trajectory in the second half, supported by improved customer order inflow, U.K. FTA-related traction, normalization of shipment schedules, and better operating intensity across our key business verticals. Coming to the business segments, I will begin with our garment division, which remains the primary growth driver for the company. The quarter was moderate from a revenue perspective, but profitability remained strong, and we saw better operating efficiencies, improved product mix, and healthy yarn spreads, which supported margin expansion. The standalone adjusted EBITDA margin improved to 17.5%, indicating better operating discipline despite softer revenue. We are also witnessing increasing customer interest across multiple geographies. Over the last few quarters, we have broadened our customer base and today operate with a more diversified customer portfolio of over 15 customers as a group. This reduces concentration risk and improves visibility for future growth. Our focus remains on converting this customer engagement into orders while continuing to maintain strong execution, quality and delivery standards. Sri Lanka continues to be an important strategic pillar for the company. Over the past year and a half, we have worked extensively to integrate operations, strengthen systems and improve execution across the platform. We are now beginning to see the benefits of these efforts. Operational metrics relating to delivery performance, productivity and quality continue to improve, and we expect the facility to operate at levels comparable to our Indian operations over the coming quarters. The dual country manufacturing platform between India and Sri Lanka gives our customers greater sourcing flexibility. It also strengthens our ability to participate in the ongoing China Plus One and Bangladesh Plus One sourcing shifts. We believe the decision to establish a meaningful manufacturing presence in Sri Lanka has been one of the most strategically important decisions undertaken by the company from a long-term growth perspective. With regard to Young Brand Apparel, although revenue was lower year-on-year due to after effects of US tariff issue, the business delivered better profitability with adjusted EBITDA growing year-on-year and sequentially. This reflects better efficiency, better cost management and improved operating performance. We continue to make progress in scaling Young Brand Apparel. Production has commenced at the Palladam facility, while commercially production from outdoor facility is expected to begin in the coming months. By October, we expect all planned units of Young Brand Apparel to be in commercial production. This will provide us with additional growth capacity and strengthen our position in the intimate wear segment. We are also looking to add one more product to the production portfolio line, that is bra product, which will create a new growth story for Young Brand Apparel. Moving to SP UK, our UK business delivered revenue of 33.3 crores in Q1 FY27, registering strong growth of 125.2% year-on-year. This reflects the increasing scale of the business and improved customer traction in the UK market. We will be adding three more new brands in the customer base in SP UK business. EBITDA for the quarter was negative at rupees 1.04 crores, primarily due to small air shipments and the shift of timing of certain shipments which moved into the subsequent period. The underlying customer momentum remains healthy and we believe SP UK is well positioned to benefit from the India-UK FTA and the sourcing flexibility offered by our India and Sri Lanka manufacturing base. As customer conversations continue to improve in the UK market, SP UK remains an important growth platform for the company. Our focus will be on scaling volumes, improving shipment executions and moving the business towards sustainable profitability. Finally, coming to the retail division, SP Retail Ventures reported revenue of rupees 18.83 crores in Q1 FY27, reflecting a growth of 26.7% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at rupees 0.4 crores during the quarter, indicating continued improvement in the operating performance of the business. The retail business has made steady progress over the last few quarters, with EBITDA break-even and losses reducing meaningfully, and the business now moving towards sustainable profitability. Our focus remains on improving store productivity, maintaining disciplined inventory management, and driving profitable growth across channels. Angel & Rocket India continues to perform well and remains a key pillar of our retail strategy. The brand has built strong acceptance among consumers through differentiated product offerings and premium positioning in the kidswear segment. Our priority remains to maintain EBITDA break-even on a sustainable basis while following a disciplined approach towards capital allocation and expansion. Another important area of focus for us remains capital efficiency. Alongside our capacity expansion initiatives, we continue to optimize our sourcing and manufacturing model. Our objective is to support growth while maintaining disciplined capital allocation and improving return metrics over the medium term. With the improving demand visibility, additional capacity is coming on stream, and a stronger order outlook for the second half, we remain confident about achieving our growth objectives for FY27 and delivering long-term value to all stakeholders. With that, I will now request our CFO, Mr. V. Balaji, to take you through the detailed financial highlights for Q1 FY27. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the call Q1 FY27. I will now take you through the key financial highlights of first quarter FY27. Consolidated performance. On the consolidated basis, revenue from operations for the first quarter stood at 401 crores as compared to 403 crores year-on-year. Revenue was broadly stable year-on-year, primarily reflecting the timing and certain orders and shipments scheduled during the quarter. Consolidated EBITDA for the first quarter Q1 FY27 stood at 61.36 crores compared to 52.93 crores in Q1 FY26, reflecting a growth of 15.6% year-on-year. EBITDA margin improved 15.3% compared to 13.1% Q1 FY26, supported by better operating efficiency and improved margin performance. Profit after tax for Q1 FY27 stood at 24.87 crores compared to 20.66 crores Q1 FY26, a growth of 20.4% year-on-year. Earnings per share stood at 9.9 for the current quarter as against a number of 8.2 Q1 FY26. On a standalone basis, adjusted revenue for operations for first quarter stood at 265 crores as compared to an adjusted revenue growth of 287 crores for Q1 FY26. Adjusted EBITDA for Q1 stood at 46 crores compared to 43 crores first quarter FY26. This growth stood at 6.7% year-on-year. Adjusted EBITDA margins improved to 17.5 compared to 15.2 Q1 FY26. Standalone profit after tax stood at 26.54 crores compared to 19.89 crores in Q1 FY26, reflecting a strong growth of 33.4% year-on-year. Earnings per share stood at 10.5 rupees per share for the current quarter compared to 7.9 in Q1 FY26. Segmental performance. Looking at the segmental performance, our garment division, including the Young Brand Apparel, reported an adjusted operational revenue of 337 crores for the first quarter with an adjusted EBITDA of 59.23 crores and the EBITDA margin stood at 17.6% each. Young Brand Apparel alone reported a revenue of 72.72 crores for the current quarter, and the adjusted EBITDA stood at 12.65 crores with an adjusted EBITDA margin of 17.7%. Profit after tax was 6.3 crores. Export sales quantity for Young Brand Apparel stood at 5 million pieces during this quarter. SP UK reported a revenue of 33.3 crores in Indian rupee for the current quarter FY27, representing a growth of 125.2% year on year. EBITDA for the current quarter was negative 1.04 crores Indian rupee. SP Retail Ventures reported a revenue of 18.83 crores for the current quarter, representing a growth of 26.7% year on year. The division reported an EBITDA positive of 41 lakhs during the current quarter. Export sales quantity of SP Apparel stood at 15.7 million pieces for this quarter, while export sales quantity for Entran stood at 5 million pieces. With respect to the liquidity on the balance sheet, the company continues to maintain a disciplined approach towards liquidity, working capital and capital allocation. On a standalone basis, gross debt stood at 258 crores, cash and cash equivalents stood at 46.62 crores, and net debt stood at 211 crores for the current quarter as on 30th June 2026. Our focus remains on supporting growth while maintaining financial discipline, improving operating cash generation, and optimizing capital employed across the business. This covers the key highlights of the financial. Rest information is available in the presentation uploaded in the exchanges, and now the floor can be opened for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Varun from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So a couple of questions. Firstly, if you could help us understand why the capacity utilization was lower. This was the 14% drop in capacity year on year, and which led to the overall revenue degrowth also. And secondly, also wanted to know how much was the additional air freight cost during this quarter, and why were the shipment delays happening, and will this continue in Q2 also?
So point one on a question one on the capacity utilization. Capacity utilization comparing last year, we have added additional 1,000 machines for this, 750 machines for the current financial year. And utilization levels have come down purely because of the order slowness because of US tariff issue during the month of March, April and May. So that is why there is a decrease in the capacity utilization. On question number two, on the air freight, the cost of air freight was around 50,000 GBP in SP UK. That was the cost in the air freight in SP UK. And what was your third question?
We'll just continue in Q2. Are you seeing any further delays in shipments?
No, we are not looking for any spillover with respect to shipments.
This was, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the delay in shipments was because of container or because of the order?
No, it is because of the customer's request.
They asked to push the deliveries to subsequent weeks.
Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on strong margin improvements. I have a few questions on garmenting business. You mentioned that you've added 3 customers in this quarter. Will it be possible for you to share their names and which geography they are from?
No, that's we are not in the position to, until the first shipment goes, we will not be in the position to share it. But two from UK, one from EU. So okay. These are all, you know, UK is mainly because of the FTA, because those retailers already well planned to take the benefits out of, take the FTA benefits out of India. So they well in advance they planned and blocked all the capacities and then all the costings, and now they are going to place the orders. And also in UK also we have already added the, I mean we are in the process of adding 3 more strong customers because of FTA and our product development design support, because nowadays the brands are looking for additional service like the product development design and the proximity, you know, to their offices. So that is an additional advantage. So they are, FTA UK are in a position to take another 3 more customers. So which means they are going, all big customers, they are very strong now. I can mention one among them is Marks & Spencer.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, sir, ST UK is going to source for Marks & Spencer. So, how big can we believe that this ST UK business can reach in the next 2-3 years' time?
Yeah, our guidance is, you know, we are planning up to, in the next 3 years of time, we are planning for 13 million plus pounds, GBP.
Okay. And at that level, there is a...
We are aiming for 50 million GBP.
Okay, 50 million GBP. And at that level, we will be profitable. And what kind of margins can we...
Already we are, I think, this quarter, but for the deferred shipment, this would have been EBITDA positive. But I think it is, now the EBITDA is sustainable, there is, that's for sure. And you know, it is, since it's a trading model, that as the top line grows with the fixed expenses only, so definitely there is a good opportunity for improvement in the margin.
Understood. Second question is on Sri Lanka. What kind of traction we are seeing now? What is the capacity utilization there? And what kind of revenues we are doing? And how has been our experience in terms of operation management? And what kind of margins we are doing there?
See, now the capacity is, since we acquired all the factories are already fully running factories. So the capacity is fully running. Except one factory where it is 85 to 90% running, but which is almost all, you know, to the maximum capacity these factories are running, and we are continuously feeding the orders from India with the raw material facility, and their shipments performance is perfect on time everything. So only the initial, you know, the initial pre-operative loss or something. So that will be over a period of time will be back on track. I think by end of March, those factories will be able to manage themselves.
Okay.
Our software system is already implemented completely with regard to HR, accounts and finance, and then for the operations. And the payments, everything is controlled in, from India only.
Okay. And who is managing, like you are only managing the facilities, or there are
So there is one country manager, and one CFO there.
Okay. Okay, understood.
Full time.
And what will be the revenue by the end of March from Sri Lanka?
Roughly anywhere between 150 to 200 crores of revenue, which will fit in the books of SP Apparels only.
Okay, yeah, okay, understood. Understood, sir. And you mentioned about one new product line to be added in young brand. Could you give some color on what kind of, is it in the intimate wear category only or any new?
Yes, I mentioned to you, it is a abrasive, you know, ladies bra.
Okay.
It's a lingerie product, which is completely a different product line. But we are going to put up Chendur. Can you explain it, Chendur?
Sure, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, so young brand being an intimate wear, we do a lot of underwear, which is the bottoms, for the existing customers, and it's a value add in terms of doing the lingerie products, and all the customers have been encouraging and pushing young brand for a while to do those value add products. So currently we are in the process of partly acquiring and investing into machinery to be able to manufacture those products. So it's purely molded, value-added bras.
Understood. What is the kind of investment you're doing, and initially what kind of, you know, revenue are you looking at in from this investment?
So in terms of revenue, it's a little too soon to talk about that. So so we have orders which can fulfill 200 machines for capacity at the moment, but the investment will only start from September, October. So by the time it comes to a full-fledged production in terms of generating revenue, it will be next financial year. In terms of investment, we already have the building within the entity. So it will only be acquiring machineries from an existing setup, from an existing factory who are leaders, pioneers in these products. Acquisition in terms of the machinery and the team, partly. Investment, I think it shouldn't be more than a 10 crore kind of an investment. That's the maximum.
Understood. Thank you and best wishes. I'll come back to the question queue.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question, you may press star at 1. The next question is from the line of Rehar from Kohinoor Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Babaji, sir. I had just a couple of questions on the business and how it's shaping up. Considering now that the tariffs have also rolled back and we're getting some benefit on the same, you know, you had mentioned it was a 90 to 120 day lag. So do we see Q2 onwards margins to come a little better than what they are at the moment, or how will it be for Q2, Q3 going forward?
See, with respect to margins, we have already guided for a consolidated like a garment division, that is between Eng Brand and SP Apparels put together, we will be anywhere above 15% for the whole year. Even including Sri Lanka business, we should be 15% EBITDA margin. And with respect to Q2 performance, we feel that Q2 will be better than Q1 on the top line.
Noted. And, you know, there was some hindrance that, you know, considering tariffs were uncertain and the geopolitical reasons, we had slowed down the capex across Salem and other entities in India. Are we back on track to complete Salem and India for the machinery for the base business?
Kendra?
Yes. So yes, we are back on track on that one. We've restarted the work on the projects on the Young Brand side since April. So, and Salem facility has started since last month. It's doing the trial production, but at some point in the next 3 months, post Diwali, it should be running to the full capacity of what we've planned for the phase one.
Yeah, so this year, Yeah, go ahead, please.
Netta, please go ahead. First, your apparel, you want to
say? Yeah, so this is with regard to young brand apparel. They have Palladam and Athur factories, which are, as you said, it is yet to be commenced very soon. But with regard to the SPAL division, yes, this we have already started the Sukasi factory, and slowly it will reach a saturation. Then we have a plan to increase to another about 400 machines over a period of next 2 years' time. And with regard to Sri Lanka, at the moment we are, you know, we have taken the silent period for everything to settle down for another 1 year. But however, in the meantime, in Sri Lanka, the advantage is we can go for job work with the customer approved factories without any investments and without any risk on the operation. So that is one more opportunity we are getting. So probably next year, within 1 year time, we will be able to increase another about 500 to 600 extra machines as a job work. So this will add additional sales in the top line.
Understood. Thank you for that clarification. So the 750 machines that Balaji sir mentioned in the beginning was split across India and Sri Lanka, or was it only India?
No, it's only India.
Okay. And what's the current machines in Sri Lanka at the moment?
Current machinery in Sri Lanka is around 1,650 machines.
Out okay. of which 1,300 is used for exports.
1,300. And at the moment for the quarter, how much was contributed from Sri Lanka?
In terms of machines or?
Net, top line.
Sales. Top line, we have a revenue of 25 crores on the top line from Sri Lanka.
Okay. And for this year, is it fair to estimate that, you know, you had mentioned that a 2,000 crore guidance for FY27, in Q1, we've done about 400 odd crores of revenue. So that, you know, that takes the trajectory on an average of 500 plus for the next three quarters consecutively, around 530, 550 range. I mean, I know it's not linear, but I'm just saying that, you know, that's how it optically looks on the numbers. Do we, are we confident of achieving that number, or would you like to, you know, give us a little more clarity on the same, please?
No, we see, we on a consolidated basis, we have given a guidance of 2,000 crores, and what we have achieved for the first quarter is only 400 crores. But we still feel that second half will be the time where we will achieve better results. What we lost in first quarter, we will be able to achieve in the second half. That is what we are aiming to, and we still feel that we will be in a position to complete our guidance by end of March 27. We will have a top line of 2,000 crores. That is what we still believe.
Thank you. So that's very encouraging. And if I can just ask one last question, what would be the EBITDA from the yarn division for the quarter?
Yarn division for the current quarter, it was around 7.5 crores. For the first quarter.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't hear you. 7 crores?
7.5 crores. 7.5 crores.
Okay, okay. So you had not mentioned the order books of each of the businesses in the opening remarks. Could you give the order book?
Yeah. Close to around 430 crores.
Okay. For SPAL, right?
Yeah, SPAL. And for the young children, you have idea?
The order book currently, book is, we have around 100 crores.
Yeah, 100 crores. And SPUK, the order book is about
60 crores.
So,
okay, sir. Thank you so much. Thank
70
you,
crores, 70 crores. So total order book is about, say, 570 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman Kiwi from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, one of the things which I have noted during that the quarter is that our young apparel brand sales volume has declined sequentially. So, I just want... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on sequential quarter basis, our young apparel brand's sales volume has declined. Yeah, the sales volume has declined. Okay, is this attributed to anything? Can you be specific with respect to that?
Yeah.
So
it's because of... Sorry, go ahead, Balaji.
So you're comparing year-on-year numbers. Year-on-year...
No, no. I'm talking about sequentially.
Sequential, you're looking at 5.2 versus 5 million pieces.
Yes.
We did have issues with the U.S. tariff during the month of January and February. That's why the orders were a little low during the month of January.
YB is 100% American market.
Yeah, so customers were holding back in terms of what's the situation. There is, they all knew that there's going to be improvement on the tariff situation with the reversal. So they held back for 1-2 months on placing the orders. So that effectively fell in March, April, partly in May. That's the reason. But there's a lot of that which they held up, which is happening in Q2 and Q3. So they were just holding the orders because of expectation of the tariff reversal for 2 months. They weren't able to release purchase orders. And that's the impact we had in March, April and May. So it's half of May, which is 1.5 months of Q1. Yeah.
Understood. And so my following question is with respect to our garmenting division margins. Despite our lower utilization and lower revenue, our margins were 17.6. So can we expect this to be a normalized margin or is this a one-off?
So, with respect to garment division, we are guiding for a 15% margin.
So I just want to understand, was there any one-off during this quarter due to which we had increase in the margins?
No, that's nothing to do with one-off things, but the margins is purely with respect to the improved efficiency because there is a change in the product mix.
Understood. And can we expect the net sales realization to be around 150 per piece?
That is purely product driven. It cannot be looked at the average rate because if I'm doing more adult, then the realization will be on the higher side.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amish Kanani from Novice Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congrats on margin improvement for the quarter, sir. Last quarter you did mention about, you know, encouraging inquiry starting, even from Europe as a long-term sourcing, given that we are based both in India and Sri Lanka. Given that there is already a traction from UK, which is, very small market, how do we see, this pipeline of inquiries and, probably a long-term order sourcing? How are we preparing for that, eventual, EU treaty? Which you said may be expected by end of this fiscal year, maybe a quarter here and there. How is the current scene? How are we preparing for, the growth that may happen in the next fiscal? And related question, sir, is given that we have a base in UK, but it looks small in size, does it help, that base to be used for eventual much bigger outsourcing from emerging from Europe, or are we thinking about setting up newer bases beyond UK for these kind of export inquiries?
So with respect to your last question, yes, SP UK is today looking small, but see, SP UK division doesn't contribute only towards the trading business. It helps us support with respect to design support because they work on the design side also. So it's not about only trading business, but it is also a support which we take with SP UK's help on the design side for our existing customers for India.
Yes, that is right. SP UK has got a great potential here. Post-COVID, only now it is slowly picking up. So the sourcing strategy of all the retailers are changing. For example, Marks & Spencer has clearly said that now they are looking for retailers from any new supplier or existing suppliers. One is the track record, and the second thing is the financial strength, and third one is product development and design support. And the fourth one is they are locally available for them. So that is their strategy. So we fit into all their requirements. So this is one example. Same way everyone is now changing their mind to source more through the local offices rather than direct manufacturing. So the things are changing, and as I told you now, SP UK has got about 4 customers, and now another 3 are adding up, so 7 customers, and these volumes are unlimited because there is no capacity limitation, since they are placing the orders to so many factories in India and Sri Lanka. So the capacity is unlimited, and so it has got a great potential. As I told you, in the next 3 to 5 years time, you will easily cross 50 million to 60 million pounds.
Correct, sir. And sir, about the potential EU pipeline, on the ground situation currently, and how are we preparing for?
So already in the beginning, I think we have clearly indicated that we are put up capacities in India to an extent of 6,000, maybe 5,750 something, and we have added machines in Sri Lanka to an extent of 1,650. We can go up to 2,000 there, and India we are looking at, we can add another 10 machines every factory, we can add another 300. So roughly 6,000 in India, 2,000 in Sri Lanka, 1,750 in end brand apparel. So we have a potential to, we have invested into for a 10,000 sewing machine capacity. So we are set for next 2-3 years and we are ready to absorb whatever comes in our way.
Sure, sir. That's very encouraging. And sir, last question before I move back in the queue. On the uncertainty on the US side, you did mention a little bit less. There was some in month of January and February. But some exporters in India have started to actually get a refund also if they have exported in US. The question to you is, how are we, how are we facing the situation on the ground as far as the exports to US is concerned, sir?
Chandu?
Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
The uncertainty on the US side was there more so in the first 2-3 quarters. And there are these reports about, another set of uncertainty which might come because of the bill that they have passed, which might affect us. So the question is, one, on the ground, how is it happening? And what is the outlook for, say, next 6 months based on the current situation, sir, exports to US?
So at the moment, whatever interactions we've had with the customers, they are not expecting that to happen. But also they are cautious in telling us that it's very unknown in terms of uncertain in terms of how the Congress or the President, they take decisions and if the bill gets passed. So at the moment, they're not seeing it as a problem, but they're also clear that they can't be 100% certain what will happen 3 months or 4 months down the line. So as it stands, the order book is safe. We've got orders until January, which is booked, but we have to wait and watch. There's nothing on the ground level that the customers can say.
Sure, sir. So it's cautiously optimistic kind of thing. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yes, it is. Yes, correct.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Bhavin Chheda from NM Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Overall, good recovery in margins and the traction you're seeing in the other businesses and also strong guidance for FY27. Sir, regarding your top-line guidance of 2,000 crores, what kind of inferred export volume and young brand volumes you are looking in FY25?
25?
25?
Sorry, in FY27, what kind of volumes you are looking, infant export volumes and young brand volumes in number of
See, since young brand is more underwear, we can't give you the exact volume with respect to the growth year on year. What we are looking at is that last year we have performed the 300 crores of revenue. What we can do this year, we should reach anywhere between 340 to 350 crores of top line.
28, 14.
Okay, and infant export value, I think last year was roughly around 955 odd crores. That any guidance there?
1,100 crores was last year number.
Okay. We are expecting.
And we are expecting to reach 1,300 to 1,400 crores this year.
Okay. Regarding the interest cost was slightly higher this quarter at 15 odd crores. So anything except
that was on a consolidated basis. That was on a consolidated basis where we have taken a it because of exchange volatility. So my backing credit, which is in INR, when I'm restating it, I'm taking a hit of around 1.75 crores.
So what would the quarterly run rate of 910 crores interest will be back from quarter two?
We should, on a consolidated basis, we should be anywhere between 30 to 35 crores.
For the full year?
Yeah, for the
whole
year. Yeah, correct. Without
okay.
the exchange
law. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Ayush Goyal from Cavi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my line. So since we're projecting the growth to pick up from H2, is this growth already backed by orders or are we in preliminary discussions with the clients?
Yeah, I think we are already backed by orders for next 4-5 months. You know, like we say the order book currently is about close to 550 crores. So that itself is an indication of the level of top line expected. And the second half is generally, this is a situation when the after effects of the US tariff thing and then FTA introduction. So all these things are going to be effective from second quarter onwards. So we are already booked until October. We are fully booked and we are open for November onwards. And I think even if we fill the capacities, automatically the top line has to come. And we don't see any issues with regard to the order booking.
Okay. And I think I missed the order breakup that you stated earlier on the call. Like, what's the order breakup between standalone and young brands?
So young brand has an order book of 72 crores, and SP Apparels India has got an order book of 430 crores. And the SP UK had an order book of...
Yeah, that is... SP UK is about 70 crores. And YBA is about 100 crores.
Okay. That's it. Thank you, sir.
It's about 600 total.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you. I would like to thank everyone who has participated in showing interest even in your company, and we look forward to supporters, and we are very confident that our business trajectory, the forecast is looking very bright and achievable. With this, I would like to conclude the con call. Thank you.
On behalf of Elara Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.